Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness, and that's your sex and happiness. And my question for you today is, how are you doing in your orgasms? Are you having them? Are you having enough of them? Are you having many of them? Are they powerful? Are they strong? Do you feel like they're really adding to and enhancing your life? And today, we're going to be talking about that, so hopefully you can answer those questions for yourself. And what I'm really hoping is that you start to see that there's more for you. There's always more for you that adds to your sex and happiness, and we'll cover a whole bunch of things about that today. So my guest for today is Michael Schussler, and he is changing the world one orgasm at a time with his relationship book, The Holy Grail. And how that is spelled, the Holy Grail of his book, is the Holy, and then there's a capital G hyphen rail, R-A-I-L. And what Michael says is that this stands for, the G stands for G-spot, the R stands for relating, the A stands for anatomy, the I stands for into, and the L stands for lovemaking. And that's a big mouthful there, but I like it. It's got a lot of, it has a lot of spice to it. Michael's an author, an artist, a photographer, and a student of Kabbalah. He lives in Colorado. And he is a sex and sensuality expert for TheExaminer.com and coaches men and women on the subtleties on how to keep relationships alive with passion, communication, and plenty of self-love. And he has a community page on Facebook called Love the Skin You're In. And I often participate on that community page, just so you know. Because he feels in order to have a healthy sex life, you need to love yourself inside and out. Now, here's a man after my own heart. So, Michael, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Well, thank you, Lori, so much for having me on.
You're welcome. I think we haven't been together on air since I had my previous show, Tantra Cafe. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. It's been quite a while.
Yeah, so I retired Tantra Cafe in 2006.
Wow. So I was barely on and then you were off.
Oh, no. You know what? I am not telling the truth about that. I started broadcasting in 2006. I stopped doing Tantra Cafe in 2010 or 11. But it's still been a while. You were on in the early days.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. You had just published The Holy Grail. So, you know, let's talk a little bit because you and I are definitely different people since we talked last. I mean, I started this whole new show, Sex and Happiness, because I got bored of just talking about Tantra. I felt like there was much more to be said in the area of sex, and then there was much more to be said in the area of happiness and how they connect with each other. So, you know, that's what's changed for me. And I imagine, I'm only imagining, I don't want to assume you'll tell me, but I imagine that you have, you know, grown a whole lot and been, you know, appeared much more on other shows and written a whole lot more since the time of publishing. So tell me a little bit about it. How did you get to the Holy Grail, and then what's happened, you know, in the past, I don't know, 6 or 7 years for you?
Well, the Holy G Rail, and that's actually kind of what I call it.
Okay, good. Thanks for the correction. That's great.
Yeah. You know, we call it the Holy Grail, and people look it up, they'll get lost.
They'll be in the Dan Brown book about what was the name of that book or that movie that Tom Hanks was in, the one that happens in the Louvre in France. They'll be looking for it in that book. I forgot what the name of it is.
Exactly. You know, it's the Holy G Rail, but it does stand for the Holy Grail, because I do believe all women are the Holy Grail and should be cherished and polished and treated as such. And that way you ladies can be respected, and we gentlemen can be respected back, and vice versa.
Yeah, what a concept.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I came up with it because I believe that. And it's so important for people to get back to the basics within their relationships. And that's what I talk to people about a lot. I've been doing a lot of coaching. I've been doing a lot of personal emails, helping people through their issues when it comes to sexuality, and helping people, ladies and gentlemen, ladies more so, understand their own bodies and not blame their partners for not achieving an orgasm.
Sure. Sure. Well, that's great. That's like basics. Like you're re-educating people on taking responsibility for who they are and the gift that they got, depending upon what body they got in. I totally agree with that. Let me just ask you a quick question before you go on with that, and that is to say, were you brought up like this?
I was a very sexual person. From a young age, I was pretty much a loner, and I used to hang out with, you know, from a very, very young age, I used to hang out with older guys and girls, and I would see them when I was, barely 10, 12 years old, probably. I remember I was in California, and this couple I knew, which they were just kids, obviously. I was just a kid. But they were older than me, and they used to do it all the time, here, there, and everywhere, in the parking lots, in little gulches behind retainer walls and stuff like that. And at that time, he offered me his girlfriend for a little bit, and I didn't even know what that meant. I didn't know. I said, sure, you know, of course. I'll try.
Wait a minute. Give us an idea of ballpark figure here, like about how old were you?
I might have been 12.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You know, I might have been 12. He was probably 13, 14. You know, I was probably closer to 10 or 11. It was the big earthquake. I think it was in 78. It was 73 or 78 in California. It was a real big one. We lived there, and we moved 2 days later. And that stopped everything for a while for me. But before we moved, you know, I would see these guys messing around here and there and everywhere. And we had the earthquake, and then we had this cardboard fort next to the dumpsters, you know, built up that we play in. And he's like, do you want to do it? You know, and I was like, sure. And he pulls me around the side. He's like, you know, you got to get it hard first. And it's like, what's that mean? You know, I didn't even understand the concept. And, you know, he's like, just play with it a little bit and it will. And I did. And we got in the fort, and she's looking away from me, and I'm looking away from her.
Oh,
and
my God.
Yeah, it was really awkward. And then a tremor hit. And the tremor was a real big tremor, and it caved in the fort. And we all ran out, and it was right before, you know, we did anything. I mean, we were naked. We were just about to do it. And, you know, as far as my concept of doing it.
Right.
And the whole thing caved in. We all went running and screaming because it was a pretty big tremor. And the next day, my family moved.
My goodness. So wait a second. Couple questions here. Did you both run out of the fort naked?
Yeah. And then we put our clothes back on. Well, she stayed in the... It was cardboard.
Oh, I see.
You know, it was cardboard and a few sticks propping them up against the dumpster.
Okay.
So it was whatever was around that we made it out of.
And then another question. Your parents moved. So you moved... Were you in Northern or Southern California?
I believe it was Southern California.
Okay, and you moved to where?
Colorado.
So you've been in Colorado ever since right before you were going to do it.
Yeah, well, we were in Colorado first, and then my mom remarried or had another boyfriend, something like that, and we went to California, and that happened, and then we came back.
So do you have any associations? I mean, some people have these terrible associations with their first sexual experience or their almost first sexual experience, like some thing happens. And of course, there's the very famous play Equus, where a young boy has sex and the horse watches him and the girl, and then he always has this thing about horses. Do you have this thing about earthquakes?
No, actually about deer, because as I got older, I used to play with it a lot, and I'd sit on the side of mountains and play with it, and once I turned around and there were three bucks staring at me.
Oh.
So that freaked me out.
Got it.
They were like 10 feet behind me. They stuck up on me.
So you're like a nature self-pleasure guy, but you could be afraid. You could be scared easily.
You know, I mean, that freaked me out a little bit, you know, because I heard the rustling behind me. And of course, when you're doing something like that.
Taboo.
Well, it's funny because my sister used to tell me before I got out of junior high school, if you never get laid before then, you're never going to get laid the rest of your life.
Oh.
So, you know, it was like, and she'd always shoo me away. She's 3 years older than me. So her and her girlfriends would always tease me, and it was funny. Throughout the whole of my childhood, there was always something centered around sex or touching and feeling. We used to play games in the fields where you'd catch someone and then you could touch them.
Wow.
And that was probably 12, 13 when we were in the Perry Park area.
Mm.
And it was with older kids, and it was just this grab game. And, you know, so there was always something going on, and I always thought about it. And I figured things out on myself pretty early, you know.
But it sounds like you had a great childhood in that respect. I mean, a lot of people...
Yeah, I had... None of it was dirty to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people didn't get such luck. You know, even if your sister was ragging on you and saying, you know, if you don't get laid, you're never going to. There was a whole other piece, which was your friends were comfortable enough to do taboo things and not think anything dirty or nasty or shameful about it, which gives you a healthy framework on which to build. You know, on which you clearly built who you are now.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Great. That's great. Well, we're going to take a little break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about your notion of believing women are the Holy Grail. And we're going to say it that way. But we know that in the book, it's called the Holy G-Rail now. So when we come back, we'll talk about that. Like why you think that and how you came to that. And see if we can impart that knowledge to everybody who's listening, because it's certainly a healthy way to consider women, a very healthy way, a very great way of reframing certainly what other people think and speak to each other about these days. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm interviewing Michael Schussler, and he has a book called The Holy G-Rail. And that's spelled G-R-A-I-L. And we're talking about how he discovered his sexuality. And next we're going to talk about how he framed women's sexuality and women. And it's pretty cool. So stay tuned. Sexual healing,
baby, is good for me. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers. Only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
You know, I'm wondering if you've reached a point in your life where happiness seems a little further from reach than maybe it was a year ago. Does your sex life feel a little stale or hollow, like something is missing? Or maybe living seems like a constant source of frustration rather than moments of bliss? Each year, Butterfly Workshops brings together people just like you who are ready for a change. Our courses are structured to be lighthearted, full of laughter and humor, and also touch you in a way that involves real change. Inside our workshops, we take a look at Tantra, an ancient philosophy developed thousands of years ago. In all of the courses, we use simple yet effective techniques from Tantra to rid the body of anxiety, boost our sex life, and bring happiness and fullness into our lives. Our next Butterfly Workshops introductory course, Bliss, will take place in Phoenix, Arizona on April 30th, and I'm hoping that you choose to join us. For more information, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com. When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handler as your host, and I'm interviewing Michael Schussler. And Michael says he's changing the world one orgasm at a time with his relationship book. So we're going to find out about that, how you go about changing the world one orgasm at a time. So, Michael, how did you get this, you know, after playing in the fields and being somewhat sexually precocious when you were 10, 11, 12, and actually getting offered sex, whether you actually had it or not, how did you come to the notion that women are the Holy Grail? Because that's also rare. Who instructed you about that, or how did you get that aha moment?
I think that came early also. I found that a lot of the women or girls at that time that are, when I was younger, you know, you always think that you're in love and that this is the one, or I had a habit of falling in love with every girl I ever made love to, short term, long term, 2 days, 3 weeks, whatever. I had a, a connection with them. And I found after the deed was done in my younger ages, everyone would put their clothes on real quickly, the girls would, and I wasn't able to appreciate their nakedness. And at that time, I decided, well, the only way they're not going to put their clothes on is if I keep myself firm and erect, and they think more is going to happen. And then I was able to appreciate them, their beauty and their nakedness and all of it. And I was able to, it became more of a long-term fun time rather than just doing it and getting it done with. And putting clothes back on and pretending like it didn't happen, or, you know, because at that time, everyone's real young, they're shy, everyone's inexperienced. So at that time, I started really appreciating the female form. And the only way to get to enjoy it for longer terms was by focusing totally on her. And the Holy Grail thing.
Well, wait a second. I got to just stop you there for a second, because you discovered something that is kind of the key to everything that women who are really self-assured and who call themselves goddesses or who are in a newer breed of sexuality, you discovered the key to that without reading a book about it or having somebody tell you that. And that's astounding. That's number one. And two, I see an ancillary here, which is that you also are a professional photographer. And it sounds to me like that grew out of your practice of being able to hang out naked and appreciating the female form. Am I off?
No, you're totally correct. A lot of my photography is nude photography, and I put women in coarse environments, and I'm able to pull out that essence, that spark, and that even with the shyest of ladies, I'm able to pull that out when they're uncomfortable with themselves and make them comfortable in their own skins. It's so important to focus. As gentlemen out there, we need to focus all our attention on you ladies when we spend time with you. Granted, we want it back, but that'll naturally come.
Of course, if you fill her up, she's going to fill you up back.
Exactly, and tremendously so. And that I learned at a very young age, and I was able to, you know, really capture a lot of time and moments, and like you say, it was natural to me to go down that path because I wasn't just so self-interested in getting off.
Good for you. I mean, I commend you. I'm excited. It's exciting to me to hear this because obviously I too teach people about sexuality, and sometimes I have to like push a man up against the wall and go, hey, I'm telling you, you know, you don't have to believe me. You have to take my word for it. But I promise you, if you give her what she wants and then some, stuff she doesn't even anticipate receiving, like beyond her expectations, she's going to worship you. She's going to give you more than you ever bargained for. She has much more to give. And if you're stingy, you're not going to be satisfied. You're not going to get what you're really longing for, and you may not even know what that is either.
Exactly.
So I'm so impressed that you discovered this on your own, and I'm so obviously we're going to get into communication. You must have been communicating. You couldn't just discover this in a vacuum by looking at bodies. You must have asked a lot of questions, but I'm just really, really thrilled that you came to this on your own and now you're offering this to other people.
And that's where the Holy G-Rail sprung up. You know, it was a lot of relationships, some good, some bad, some that were good at the beginning and turned pretty stale. And I had my ruts. I had my selfishness in between that time when relationships strayed from the communication aspect of things. But the epiphany I had when I wrote the book was I realized that regardless of the relationship you're in, you got to keep to those core values. Me as a man needed to keep to those core values of taking care of her first and then taking care of myself. And that's a twofold, and that's kind of selfish also in a small way. Because if I took care of her, you know, because I went into making love or screwing around or whatever you want to call it when you're younger, having fun, sexual fun and sensuality, because I came at it from that perspective, I indirectly taught myself to orgasm multiply without losing an erection, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the selfish part, because I could do that. And so many girls at a younger age were used to the quick wham bam, thank you ma'am, roll off, it going soft, going to sleep. And I was different.
Yeah, I imagine. But listen, that's a gift.
Yeah.
I don't get that that's selfish, actually. I just get that that's different and that probably the girls you were with couldn't get enough of that.
Well, you know, it was funny because when I was being selfish and I would release first, I had a couple experiences where they'd roll over and go, now what? It's like, well, now we take care of you. And their eyes would get really big and they'd look down. It's like, wow. You know, it can go both ways. And, you know, he's not going to just stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to stand at attention, so to speak, for me and continuously, which really, really made the contacts and the fun we were having more and more exciting. And when I met my special lover, she too enjoyed pleasuring herself at a young age, and she mm-hmm. too had a lot of experiences. Well, she didn't have a lot of experiences. She actually had very few in her life. I think I'm only the second man she's been with, but the first one trained her to get him off and then get herself off. And that was a rut she was in for a long period of time. So when I met her, that's how the book sprung forth. It took a long time for me to even be able to touch her without her breaking her focus on getting herself off.
Wow, that's an interesting challenge. I mean, I've never heard that one before, so it's interesting.
She was preconditioned to do it herself.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it was a slow, slow road of touching her leg while she was, you know, masturbating, and then touching the other leg, and then maybe getting my member involved a little bit here and there. It was a slow, slow road. And then oral, of course, was very, very difficult, because if anything else besides her regimented way of doing it came into play, regardless if it was my mouth or my member or my hands or toys, you know, it would totally throw her concentration off.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I really can understand it, not from my personal perspective, but, you know, I've heard things, and one of the things that I teach people, and I'm sure you have to too, is to get people to break their regular routines, break the rut, break the way that you have to have it, the way the person has to do it, the way you have to do it, and get into the unknown, which is the place of creation, where you create something different every time. It's never the same. And, I mean, anyway, that's what I coach people. And so I can imagine that it took a lot of time. Did it take years?
It did, actually. The first time I got her off with without her helping whatsoever with my tongue, we were in Jamaica. And it was like, finally. I mean, it was like, finally. But it was such a huge barrier that we broke that after that barrier was broke, we found so many different ways of manipulating each other and in each other and around each other that it was so fun to learn. It was like being really young again and experimenting all over.
Yeah.
Because we broke that barrier.
And no earthquake.
Pardon me?
No earthquake.
Exactly. Well, it's kind of on her side, but it was a different kind.
Right, I got it. No tremors from the earth, but tremors
that's
from
a physical earthquake.
Yes, exactly. Well, we're going to take another break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about communication, like how you actually communicated all this stuff, the kind of communication that you're talking about, why it's so important in relationships, the kinds of questions people should be asking each other, and the kind of listening that they should be having when they're communicating, whether it's verbal or nonverbal. So we are taking a break. This is Laurie Handlers. I'm hosting Sex and Happiness, the show about your sex and happiness. And Michael Schussler is sharing some really intimate information with us. And it's really beautiful how it's unfolding here. So hopefully you're sitting at the edge of your chairs because I don't know what he's going to come out with next, but it's pretty hot. So we'll be right back. Sexual. I'm inviting you to open to the path of true love, power, and freedom. Did you ever stop to think that love is your birthright? That you don't need to earn it or prove it? You just need to live it. If you're ready to radically enliven your sexuality and dive deep into the heart of your wild, erotic nature, then I'm inviting you to join us for the spiritual, sexual, shamanic experience. There are two that you can choose from that are coming up. One is in Montreal, May 22nd to the 29th. And I'll be co-facilitating that with Crystal Dawn Morris and Frank Mondose. The other one is in Western Ireland, near the Cliffs of Moher. And that's June 6th to the 12th. And I'll be co-facilitating that with Elaine Young and Rex McCann. Either way, I would love for you to consider this week-long, amazing, spiritual, sexual, shamanic experience. You can find out more about them at sexualrenaissance.com, that's the one from Montreal, or on Facebook, go to ISTA, I-S-T-A, Ireland, and there's where you can find out more about the one in Ireland. Please consider this seriously because love is your birthright.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment.
I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When?
October 15th to the 22nd, 2016.
Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica. When I get that feeling, I
want sexual healing. Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness on our last segment for the day, and I'm sitting at the edge of my chair, so I hope you all are. I'm interviewing Michael Schussler, and he was telling us about his relationship. I believe it's his current relationship, the person that he's choosing to spend a lot of his life with, and what happened, how he and she broke her of some preconditioned habits around her sexuality. And so, Michael, you know, my question for you is, that was pretty hot, what you just described. And the question is, how did you communicate? How did you find that, you know, what are the kinds of questions that you asked yourself? What are the kinds of questions that you asked her? And what is the way that you listen to them? I mean, because I feel people need really the bare bones details, like, okay, how do I do this? I've got somebody that I'd like to go a lot deeper with, and I don't even know how to broach the subject. So what would you say?
Well, I too, at that time, previously had one long-term relationship, and she didn't like oral very much. And she would tell me to put it away, things like that. We need to build a friendship more. You know, it doesn't have to be this, that, and the other thing. And so I began to become conditioned also. So when I met my special lover, and I just say her that way because it just keeps her anonymity somewhat, because we have gotten a stalker or two. But nevertheless.
I know what you mean. Go ahead. What a world.
When I came out of it and met her, and when we were having difficulties, it was a lot of news. Everything was new for her because she had only had one other man and then maybe a hand job in a bathroom when she was young. You know, I mean, that was about it that she'd ever had in her life before me. So we would talk about things, and she was a very, very sexual woman, very passionate. She still is. I mean, she is a very, very sexual and passionate woman. And we would just talk about it, and she never blamed me for it. And she would let me try for a period of time. And when she noticed that, you know, my jaw was locking up or I was getting really finicky because things started aching, you know, after a few hours of trying, she would just gently push me away and say, you know, it's not you, it's me, and let me do this. And we would move on. And then I studied her breath. I studied the way her body moved. I studied the way her body reacted to different touches. We got toys involved a little bit at the beginning, and I just found ways. And because I taught myself to stay rigid for long periods of time, it wasn't that difficult for me to just stay rigid for hours and work on her. And every once in a while she'd work on me and I'd work on her, and it was mutual, but we had a great communication. She would, you know, tell me her fantasies, you know, some of the dreams she would have, and she was embarrassed about them at first, some of them, and I would tell her mine, and you know, I mean, a lot of it's the same thing that most men out there would love to have. And I never thought that I would experience some of the fantasies. But after I broke that barrier, and then after we found the G-spot, That was by accident. We were just watching some videos and, you know, granted, the people on the videos are professionals and they do it all the time. So it's really easy. And there's lots of editing, you know, but we were trying to get her to release fluid. And indirectly, I hit an area I'd never hit before with my fingers, and she released very differently than she'd ever had. I mean, we had strong releases and weak releases and really emotional releases, and there was lots of orgasming going on, but this one was different. And
I can only imagine. I wasn't there, but I know it was different.
She was quiet. She couldn't catch her breath, and it about knocked her out. Mm. And it was like, wow. After that happened, it was like, what did I hit? How did I hit it? And, you know, she was worn out after it. And that was the first time I ever totally, well, we'd worn each other out because we'd make love for hours. Not continuously, mm-hmm. but make love, take breaks, make love, take breaks. Because I was bound and determined to experience things with her on a different level. And she was bound and determined to and excited to do it with me. And we talked about that. So when the G-spot happened, and for once she couldn't speak or couldn't be verbal and couldn't breathe and all the rest of it, all night long, I sat there and wondered, and the next morning I was in the shower and I was excited about it. So I was applying a little bit of self-love to myself, and I found an area on my own member that felt like the texture I felt the night before.
Mm.
But it's vertically up my shaft rather than horizontally within her. And a light bulb went off, and that's actually when the Holy G-Rail was conceived, literally, in that shower at that moment.
Interesting.
The title, everything. I mean, I realized that I had found the G-spot. Now, no fluid came out, not like the video, but obviously it was a whole different orgasm.
Yes, totally different. And everybody, just so you know, what Michael's talking about is a different orgasm. They call it actually technically the valley orgasm, one that goes down and deep rather than up, 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 like that.
Yeah.
And some people can just keep going and going and going. Obviously, this first time, she wasn't able to do that because it was so surprising or whatever.
Well,
but
it was pretty long. She almost passed out. It was pretty amazing. So the next morning after I got, you know, as soon as I figured the texture and feel thing out in the shower, and my book, there's illustrations in there that show this little flip move I do on myself. And it teaches men to be able to find this texture and feel on themselves so they can relate it to their ladies. Now, you still have to talk and you still have to have communication, but I ran out of shower. I tried it. It happened again the next morning, and it didn't take nearly as long. And it was amazing, and it was like, okay, I'm on to something here. A simple way instead of, for a long time, there's a lot of literature. It's a couple inches in on the upper floor of the vaginal surface inside. There's so many different ways of describing where it is, but no one has approached it texture and feel like, and no one's approached it with, it's funny, the frenulum on a man, which is that little tuft of skin underneath his head on the underside. If you push on that, it goes away if you push too hard. If you release and you feel with your fingers, not with your member, you can feel the texture. You can feel it go away when you push too hard. And a man will go horizontally across it. That's a man's magic spot, I call it. It's a spot that is very sensitive. And ladies, if you have a man that has an issue of getting off quickly, just focus on that area because that'll make it go. And it's the same with the G-spot within a woman. I was able to correlate that feeling and the rib texture that I was feeling on myself, just flip it horizontally and approach her, because the G-spot moves within you, ladies, depending
That's right.
on if you're on your stomach, if you're on your back, if you've got pillows under you, if you don't.
Well, also depending upon how engorged, because I don't know if you know Deborah Sundahl, but she says that it grows and grows and grows and gets so engorged that it actually fills up the entire vagina if it gets that engorged, because it is the whole wrapping of the urethral sponge. So it varies in size, but when you first find it, it's in a particular place, but then it just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing with more stimulation.
Exactly. Exactly. And if men have, here's the thing, if the gentlemen out there have an area to focus their attention on, you know, it's a twofold effect. First fold, they're not paying attention to themselves so much, so they stay erect longer. And second fold, they're, you know, they don't, if they're looking for that texture and that feel, they spend more time on you. Mm-hmm. And they're going to spend a lot more time on you if they find it. Now, granted, that's where communication comes in. Because if you push too hard, it's going to hurt. It's going to get sore and it's not going to happen. If you don't tell the woman you're with what you're trying to do and she's not familiar with it at all, she's going to feel like she's got to go to the bathroom. She's going to feel something she's never felt. And as soon as that feeling comes over, she's going to stop. She's just going to be thinking, I got to go, I got to go, I got to go.
Right.
When in all reality, that's a release coming on that she's never experienced.
Right. I always tell women to go to the bathroom before so that they know they just went to the bathroom and they don't have to.
Well, they don't get worried. And
right. You know,
what's
right.
the drops of urine if you're having a good time? You know, I mean,
right, exactly.
It's the most sensual thing to experience another being, whether it's for a night or a lifetime. And you're experiencing, and that's where the Holy Grail aspect comes in. You're experiencing one of the most beautiful and profound experiences with another human being. And no matter what happens during that, everything's good as long as you communicate and as long as you tell each other what you're feeling. If something starts to hurt, you know, move away gently, speak it, you know, don't just pull away, because then all of a sudden the other person's going to be wondering,
where'd you go? What happened here?
Exactly. And then minds are involved and bodies lose it. So, you know, that was one thing that, you know, I realized when I found this, the book's, the G-spot section's 5 minutes. And when you practice it, you know, on yourself, men, and, you know, and ladies, if you're trying to find it on your female partners, it, you know, you can figure it out. But, you know, that takes a little bit of practice. And the main thing I've done is given a focal point and expressed that you have to talk to your partner about it. Before I published it, I gave many copies out to couples also.
Oh, so you did some research. You had them try what you were talking about.
And then we also conducted some control groups, Sherry and I, with just women.
Great.
And making sure it worked. I didn't want to put something out there that didn't work. And the control groups consisted of women that had never had it, some that had, and some who didn't realize they had. And it worked like a charm. Now, with the couple groups,
Wait, I have to stop you for a second because we're really out of time.
Okay.
Yeah. So tell me the quick couple groups, and then we're going to find out how to get in touch with you.
Okay. A couple groups, the men would always say it didn't work. And the first thing I would say is, did you tell her you're trying it? And they would say no. And it's like, it's never going to work if you don't tell her what you're doing, because it's a different sensation.
Right on. Right on. Well, Michael, thank you so much. Thanks for telling us about it. I hope everybody listening is now going to try if they haven't before. And even if they have, you gave a new perspective to things.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, which really has people get out of a rut and try different things and communicate about them. And that's key. Communication is the king of all skills that we could possibly develop and have. And everything else comes from there. Can you tell us how we can find you? If somebody wants to get coaching from you, get a copy of the book, how do they find it? How do they find you?
Amazon.com. It's in Kindle version and it's in paperback version. But you go to HolyG-Rail as far as book titles. You can go to HolyGWear.com. That's my website. At the bottom of the page, I have all my social groups that you can join. If you hit the book page, it'll take you to Amazon. I do have a few special edition copies left that I pre-published, probably about 10 of them. And I'm in the process of doing a new book cover on the back with some of the quotes I've gotten from Playboy Radio and some other people. So the best way would be holygwear.com. Hit the link, and it'll take you to Amazon. If you go to Amazon, make sure you put the hyphen in it. And then check me out on all my social websites.
That's great, Michael. Thank you so much. Well, everybody, this has been a really hot and detailed show about really one man's personal journey in his own sexuality, and then how he brought that journey to his partner, his now partner, and her sexual journey. It's really been kind of really nice to be a voyeur to this. So please tune in next week when my guests will be Love, Sex, and Intimacy Retreats. And the two people I'll be interviewing are Brian and Karen Craig out of Atlanta, and I'm going to be talking to them about their sacred sexuality retreats. So this is Laurie Handlers thanking Michael Schussler and signing off for Sex and Happiness for this episode. See you next time.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. All that